This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, folks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Hello there.
Are you good?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Big fans. Over probably 20 years.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hi, howdy, what else is okay?
Bonjour.
What's up? Hey. Are we out? What else is there?
Hi. Did you say hi?
Hola.
Hola. So,
aloha.
Aloha. Mm-hmm.
Are we out?
Me gusta? I'm rusty.
That means I like it.
That means I like
it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I like
very
it.
Rusty.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, that was the formal hello.
Hey, everybody. Jeremy and Joe, it's Thursday. Thursday night football back tonight. Bills and Ravens. You want to know a fun fact about the Ravens in this game tonight? This game, I almost said tonight. Sunday.
Yeah, the Bills do not play in Thursday night football again.
No. I learned a few things about the Ravens just in the last 20 minutes. I was just, you know, popping around their website, watching John Harbaugh talk about Allen. Uh-huh. And I found a couple fun things. One, we got to figure one out for ourselves. So, have you seen the uniform matchup?
All black against all white?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the Bills are wearing white and blue.
Okay.
It's not Stormtrooper. It's white and blue. Blue pants, white. But the Ravens are wearing black on black, all black.
Okay.
Prime time, all black. They have a name for this.
What, when they do it in prime time,
yep,
too?
Yeah. This type of game for the Ravens has a name.
Is it like Nightshade or Nightshade game or something like that?
It is Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls.
Yes. The coach.
It's kind of cool.
We need one like that.
Darkness Falls.
We need a uniform set,
yeah,
and a situation that has a name.
Mm-hmm.
I will not rest until we get one.
Don't we need it to be like when it's snowing and they're wearing all white?
Sure.
It's kind of the equivalent,
like,
isn't it?
The White Walkers. The Game of Thrones, Beyond the Wall.
This game's
gonna be Beyond the Wall. Like,
we need
something like that. It is in their vernacular. Go to their website. Here's Lamar Jackson talking about the Darkness Falls atmosphere. John Harbaugh talked about, oh yeah, it's gonna be a Darkness Falls game. Cause it's at night and they're wearing all black. And that is pretty cool. Can we, for a moment, as a franchise, aren't the Ravens?
They're encouraging fans to wear black also.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a Darkness Falls game.
Yeah.
They're cool, right? The Ravens.
Who, the Ravens?
Yeah. They've always been kind of cool. If we can remove the Bills and say, what other franchises do we look at and say, like, all right, they're kind of cool. When they had Ed Reed, when they wear either black or purple, they play at night.
Yeah.
Their defense is always good. Don't we think the Ravens are kind of cool? Who's cooler than the Ravens? They're not lame. Like, the Steelers are lame.
The Raiders should be cooler than the Ravens, but they're not.
That's right.
Right.
The Seahawks?
I think the Seahawks...
They used to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know that they are
Legion
anymore.
Legion of Boom era was like...
Legion of Boom was cool.
I think when Neon was also in and was like trendy,
yeah.
the Seahawks were cool.
Like 2013? And,
yeah, exactly. Where everyone was like, hey, Neon, yeah, that's the move. And then that stopped happening and the Seahawks are still out here wearing Neon.
I do think a lot of people think the Bills are cool right now. Like non-Bills. If you were to ask 1,000 NFL fans, you can't pick your own team. What franchise is cool?
I think they think Josh Allen's probably cool.
I agree with that.
I don't know if they think the Bills are cool.
I think they do.
Do they?
Bills Mafia has done a lot of work to make the Bills pretty cool. And look at what happened, the viral clip.
Bills Mafia's cool, though, if they just think they're crazy.
No, they think they're cool.
They think they're cool?
Yeah, look at the viral clip that went around for Mr. Brightside being played, and all the players are singing, the players love it. Everybody's happy around here. There's been a lot of winning, and I think people think the Bills are cool. Wasn't there a poll like last year or 2 years ago, if your team can't win it, who do you want to win? The Bills are like everybody's second favorite team.
I vaguely remember that,
You know, the Jets, not cool. That's not an Aaron Rodgers commentary.
No, they think they're cool.
The Jets have been uncool for a long time.
Right. That's what makes it uncool, is that they think they're cool.
But I'm thinking
Sauce Gardner's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Ravens and their Darkness Falls. Atlanta used to wear red in primetime, and they called it like a red hot night game. They had a phrase for it.
Same
thing. They had a name for their uniform and the atmosphere.
Not the Dirty Birds. Well, that's just the name of their alternate. There is something about the Falcons, and I think it's their old school logo maybe that does it for me, but. When they tweeted out yesterday, they're wearing their throwbacks this week. Just when they tweet out the logo, I just look at it and go, "Oh man,
it's pretty. It's way better than what they wear now."
Oh, they should go back to better. It full time. Man, the Falcons have it in them, I think, to be this cool. So is it just a bird thing?
It might be
it's a bird thing.
It might be a bird thing. The Eagles are generally. You know, they're annoying now, but...
The Cardinals aren't that cool, though.
No, they've
that
not.
That is... Okay, you're right. It's not a straight bird thing, because the Cardinals have never been cool in my life.
No
Ever.
One thinks
not
of,
once.
Like, when you think of a menacing sports mascot,
no.
the
a
last
cardinal?
Bird you think
well,
of is
that's a different
a
conversation. I mean, well, cool...
Yeah, I think that menacing is part of... Your team name's got to be a little bit, I think, right?
It adds into the coolness factor.
Is Buffalo Bills menacing?
You can't be the Buffalo...
Logo, the logo and all the signage with the Bills, with the smoke coming out of the nose and everything, that makes it cool.
I don't think you could be the Buffalo Kittens and be or puppies. And be cool.
I don't know. I think that's
you need to have a little bit of a menacing vibe to you, just a little bit. The darkness part of the Ravens thing is like that. This is all part of it.
That's
I think.
True. Darkness falls.
You expect like Darth Vader to walk out of the tunnel.
The Ravens are 20-3 at home in prime time since 2008. 20-3.
Does that count playoffs? By the way. Probably doesn't.
I don't think so. I think it's regular season.
Because the Bills did beat them in a night game in the playoffs.
So anyway, I said I had like a random thing to start you with. Just a little eye-opener. We've got trivia, a fun trivia to get to. But so, all right, 20-3. So I started looking for what's the Bills record in prime time? You know, okay, the Ravens are 20-3 in the John Harbaugh era since 2008.
Yep.
What are the Bills? And the first thing I found was that the Bills had an 11-game prime time losing streak in our lifetime.
During the drought?
Yes.
Boy, they weren't in primetime very often, though, right?
And they still had an 11-game primetime losing streak, actually going all the way back to 2001.
So, 01 to what, like 17?
01 to 2012.
Okay.
In 2012, this is a bit of a memory lane that every once in a while it's good to look and see where you were and where you are now.
Uh-huh.
The game that broke an 11-game primetime losing streak for the Bills.
Hold on. You said it ended in 2012?
Ended in 2012.
This might be tough.
It's gettable. It's a home game.
A home primetime game
that broke an 11-game losing streak in primetime.
So it's Fitz.
It is Fitz.
In 2012 against the... Okay, give it to me. I'm 6-11 going to drought memory is a little early for that, maybe.
It's Fitz v. Tannehill.
The Dolphins?
Yes. Bills beat the Dolphins. This is the game with the Leotis McKelvin punt return. The Bills win 19-14. So here's the funny thing about how different our lives are now.
They won without scoring an offensive touchdown. That's what it sounds
like.
They
won without an offensive touchdown.
That's amazing.
Here are the Bills. Three days removed from scoring five touchdowns in the first half. On five possessions. And a decade ago, they would have won a game without an offensive touchdown to go to 4-6. We would have been like, you know, this is a defense. Maybe something to build on here.
Yeah.
Without an offensive touchdown, getting a win over Miami.
Why is it I remember nothing about this game? When in the season was it? Do you have that?
November. You don't remember?
November?
This is there's a McKelvin touchdown.
It's a Monday night game?
It's a Thursday night game.
It's a Thursday night game?
Yeah. It's not the one where C.J. Spiller went off and he got interviewed on the field afterwards. Spiller went for 22 carries and 91 yards in this game. 4 yards per carry. Like, nothing happened. This was, we used to live a Bills life of pray for a special teams touchdown.
Right.
And that was it.
Or a defensive touchdown, or yeah. Yeah. I remember Thursday night games against the Browns, I feel like, every other year.
There were some Monday night games in there, too.
Yeah, they'd never had a Sunday night game, except the one time the Patriots came in here and just destroyed them, right, when they were chasing the perfect record. Is that their only Sunday night game? They went a long time without a Sunday night
game. They did.
Okay.
Got one this week. Sunday night football.
11-game losing streak, though.
Right? Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
11. I mean, they lost a lot of games in the drought. But they also didn't lose. Again, they lost a lot.
The Dallas game
is Monday night. That's in there.
What a joke.
Trevor writes in, the Ravens are very cool. Yeah, I always feel like they're cool. They're cool pre-Lamar. They're cool when they had the 2001 nasty defense. They're cool when they had, I mean, who's before Lamar? Flacco, I guess?
I don't know about in the middle. They were cool at the beginning. Were they cool? Flacco's kind of a dork, isn't he? He's a big goony.
I feel like as long as they had Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs, they were cool, no matter what.
Okay.
The Ravens are cool.
They did have Steve Smith for a long while.
That's
there,
right.
too.
And yes,
Steve Smith.
They had Steve McNair for a brief period of time. I just feel like anytime I watch Ed Reed breaking down film, former Bills coach Ed Reed, by the way, I thought, man, it would have been cool to be them because they're always good. Even though they didn't have this franchise quarterback, you know, the joke is Flacco elite? And no, but he had a nice career and he won a Super Bowl for them.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Harbaugh's pretty cool, isn't he? He's a little older now than he was. So, I mean, obviously.
He certainly seems like the more normal Harbaugh of the two.
Oh, I mean, in a runaway, he's the more normal Harbaugh. He's become my Shanahan a little bit, though, where like I kind of want to not like him, John Harbaugh. When he's talking about officiating or he's talking about his offense or he's talking about like just anything, I don't know. The record, remember, a couple years ago against Denver where Fangio got mad at him because he was trying to get some consecutive games above 50 yards rushing record. Like, the most specific rushing record ever that Harbaugh was obsessed with. And, I don't know. They get a lot of credit, the Ravens do. And maybe that's deserved, but they probably deserve a lot of flack for their playoff misfortune, just like the Bills do. And they get some of it. But are they cool? They're the coolest team in the league until the Raiders finally get cool again. The Raiders just should be the cool team in the league.
They should be. Their uniforms are great.
Wasn't it just in the 90s, like, you didn't even have to like the Raiders, you just wore their logo as like a fashion symbol?
Definitely.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's the Yankees now, by the way.
803-0550 to join us. Got a couple calls on this. Colton in Baltimore. Colton, are you a Ravens fan, or do you live in enemy territory over there?
I live in enemy territory, huge Bills guy.
All right.
I've been a Bills guy since I was a kid. I got the 50 jersey and all.
All right.
I just wanted to say, like, I went to every single Bills Baltimore game in the last 6 years since Josh. I was at Josh's first game. The last one was a really cool environment. I'm a lot closer this year. I'll be in section 150 right behind the Bills sideline. We're going to be bringing it. We're going to be playing the shout song over the speaker, all of it. It's going to feel like a home game right there.
Well, that's right. How is it as an atmosphere in Baltimore? Because it's one of the things, like, we know the atmosphere at Highmark just this last Monday was pretty great. And here's Harbaugh. I mean, I know any coach can talk about how an atmosphere is great. I don't know if every NFL team has great atmospheres. Is Baltimore pretty good in these spots?
It's electric in there, man. Yeah. The fans are actually, like, surprisingly for Baltimore, are actually, like, super, super nice. mm-hmm. except for the one guy who was in front of us last time I was there. But we were just having nice conversations with everybody. Well, you know, me and my father were screaming. But it's electric. When the momentum gets on the Ravens sideline, you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel it shaking.
Nice. Well, enjoy the game, and go Bills, Colton.
Go Bills.
Good luck. I've been to that stadium. I've not been to a football game there. I saw
M&T Bank Stadium.
Yeah, I saw the U.S. play Cuba in a friendly.
Oh, okay.
In soccer, the U.S. men's national team.
How's the stadium?
Nice.
It's very. It's right when they would have started, right? So it's a late 90s stadium.
M&T Bank Stadium, sure.
Late 90s.
I don't know how old it is. It didn't strike me as old or feeling outdated.
Okay.
That was opened in, I'll find the year, 1998, yeah.
I have friends who have been to that stadium and have gone to Bills at Ravens games, but I think each of the last two would have been in the pouring rain. Yeah. Maybe not the last one, but the two before that.
There's a Peterman game.
The Peterman game is the one
and
that
then there's the
I had friends that went to.
There's the comeback for Allen's Bills, and they're down 17-0.
Yeah, and maybe that was also pouring rain.
Yeah.
So you've had some... You had some weather. I don't know if I've looked this week, but the Peterman game is probably one of the worst away games to ever go to in your life.
Yes, yes.
No first downs in the first half. They lost by 50.
Gordon in Buffalo. Hey, Gordon.
Hey, guys. Jeremy, just to let you know, it was 17-3. There was a lot of slick conditions in that game. I think there were a couple or at least one Bills fumble in that last Baltimore game we came back from in Baltimore about 2 years ago-ish.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But what I called in here for was I have a roommate who wasn't into crazy like watching the Bills when we were younger because he was one of those kids who were like, we always lose all the time, but my family keeps me updated on what's going on. As the years have gone on through like the Fitz years, the EJ years, Tyrod, etc., he started watching games. But I bring him back every once in a while to old drought games that we won and lost. The Tennessee game, if you remember that was here, that we lost like 35-38. I think Fitz threw the pick near the end, stuff like that. I bring him to those games, to Stevie dropping the ball game against Pittsburgh. And funny enough that you mentioned the Miami game, because I showed him that recently. And he literally said, why did you show me this? You enjoy Josh Allen, right? Yeah. This franchise wouldn't be anything without him. Yeah. All right. You love Josh Allen, right? Yeah. This is to humble you and bring you back to where we used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, I just wanted to call and share that.
Yeah. Thanks, Gordon. Sometimes looking back at games that you thought were... I mean, the Bills, during the drought, you know, we had wins where you'd like, oh, that Patriots game. Or, oh,
yeah.
Remember the Packer game? Yeah, they beat the Packers. And that was the story of the season. We beat the Packers. It is a charmed life we live these days, right? I mean, just Sunday night.
Spoiled for sure.
Yeah. Entertainment value, cool factor. The Bills are cool.
I mean, looking back at the 11-game losing streak that you talked about and, like, thinking about where they're at now. Some of these games, I mean, listen to the scores. The first five games of that losing streak on primetime, they scored 0-7-5-6.
Five is in Kansas City.
Yeah, in Kansas
37
City.
37-5.
38-5.
38-5.
Five. I'd rather you have three.
Oh, yeah.
You might rather have zero.
You might rather have zero.
Nine is in here. Just they lose 56-10 to the Patriots.
Well,
a lot of them are just not even close. The Dallas game, they're close. There's a New England 2005 primetime game, they're close. There's a couple Jet ones in here, but man, then really, it really is the moment Allen shows up. It's just like, okay, their primetime record is amazing, like their record is.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. To extend the conversation about who's cool, I was thinking about this, too. It's Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson as the two main characters, like, on the marquee when they show who, oh, coming up tonight on Sunday Night Football, Allen and Lamar.
Yeah.
And that is pretty good as far as the two biggest stars or two of the biggest stars you can get. We, as Bills fans, have a strained relationship probably with Mahomes and the Chiefs. Who's the player you like to watch the most, not on the Bills? Is it Lamar? Is it, like, who is it for Bills Mafia? Who is a Bills fan? If you're out there, give us a call on this or tweet at me. Like, who's the player in the league you like to watch the most?
Wouldn't this be tough because the most popular answers are going to be teams that are in direct competition with the Bills a little bit? Like, how often do you watch, well, with Mahomes, it's probably never. for a Bills fan. How often do you watch Mahomes and are rooting for him? Like, he makes spectacular plays, and it might be hard to appreciate the spectacular play when you're mad he made it.
Right.
Jackson, though, maybe not as much. So maybe he is...
He's not. Bills fans hate watch Jackson because he stole an MVP from Josh.
But it's not to the same degree as Mahomes, right? Is it to the same degree as Burrow?
I don't know.
That's Burrow, what I asked. Like, Burrow, though, is not that guy for me anyways.
Who do you like to watch? Not who do you watch.
Yeah.
Who do you like to watch?
Maybe it is Lamar Jackson. If it's not him, it's not Burrow. Like, I don't, he's not like an exciting, you know, last year it was definitely Stroud for me. It was okay. The way he threw the ball down the field all the time. Just the way the ball comes out of his hand is so smooth. You know, last year it was Stroud. But I don't know if I have a good, right now it's probably Jackson. Right now it is probably Jackson.
Is it about to be Jaden Daniels? Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Maybe. Well, because I like the rushing element added in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I can appreciate how good Peyton Manning was, but who did I play with in the video game when I was a kid?
Michael Vick. Oh, you were one of those guys. You just ran around online and ran around and ran around.
Come on, everybody did, right?
Yeah, of course.
And now everyone does it.
You probably also...
He inspired a generation of quarterbacks. 04 Michael Vick, Madden 04 Michael Vick.
You probably also one of those guys that subbed a wide receiver in at quarterback so you could run around and run around.
No, I didn't quite do that.
Okay.
I would troll my friends by putting 98 speed Brian Moorman at quarterback just to prove I could beat them with
anybody. They gave him 98 speed?
He was way too fast. He was a track star maybe in college, but it was ridiculous. He was like the fastest player in the game. Anyways, Vic was the one I had before all the dogfighting stuff, and then we got rid of it. But before that, like, I had Bills jerseys in my closet. When I was opening my 7-year-old closet, I've got a Bledsoe jersey in there, I've got a McGahee jersey in there, I've got my Bills jerseys, and then I had a Michael Vick jersey. And I had one other, Troy Polamalu, just for whatever reason. But Vic was the guy. So, rushing quarterbacks, yeah, guys that can do everything is cool. And right now, Allen and Lamar are the top of the list for that. And Allen's your own quarterback, so yep. If I'm going elsewhere, it's definitely Lamar Jackson.
Well, you're going to like trivia later on today because I've got some rushing quarterback trivia for you. So get ready for that. 803-0550. The Ravens are maybe down some offensive linemen. Their practice injury report, Tyler Linderbaum did not practice. Starting center for them. They've got 3 DNPs for the offensive line, 1 for a nose tackle.
And their line's already not that great.
Yeah. So it's not great for Baltimore in that department.
I thought I saw Roquan Smith, too. Yeah, Roquan Smith, he's limited. Yep.
Derrick Henry, he's good to go. Sean McDermott called Henry and Lamar a marriage made in heaven. So we'll get to his reemergence here. Saw stats on Derrick Henry's yards before contact, and that's what's that's why he's back. He gets a chance to run now. Last couple of years in Tennessee, his yards before contact was way down, and now it's right back where it's supposed to be. So that's why he's doing so well. So a Darkness Falls game coming up on Sunday Night Football, Bills and Ravens. Give us a thought on it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Some trivia along the way. We'll talk Ravens. We've got a couple guests, one today, one tomorrow. Today at 8:30, Luke Jones, WNST, on the Ravens. And where they are, sitting at 1-2. I mean, they're not quite desperate, but a win over the Bills would probably feel like they got out of the first half of the season. Like, all right, fine. We lost to the Chiefs by a toe, and we beat the Bills. We're right back where we should be. So, big one for the Ravens. 803-0550, our phone number. If you're on hold, stick with us. Give us a call. Chat us up about anything. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts,
equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Buffalo Bills are coming to town on Sunday for a primetime matchup, Sunday Night Football. Now, the Ravens have been very good at home in primetime games under head coach John Harbaugh. Since he took over as coach in 2008, the Ravens are 20-3 in home primetime games, which is the best record in the NFL. The team is in their all-black uniforms. It's our Darkness Falls game. The Ravens talk today about the success that they've had in primetime games and the atmosphere they expect on Sunday.
Our guys love to play. I tell you, the only way I can answer that question is go to the stadium and experience it, because there's nothing like it. You know, there's nothing like primetime game in M&T Bank Stadium. That's really what it's all about.
From BaltimoreRavens.com, John Harbaugh there. The Darkness Falls atmosphere awaits the Bills. They'll be wearing their white tops, blue pants against the Ravens all black. And a big one, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I've got running quarterback trivia. That was Garrett Downing with BaltimoreRavens.com. Jeremy and Joe, good Thursday morning. Ready to watch some football tonight.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb. Malik Nabers.
I was missing it the last couple of days. When are we getting action starting? Although we did have, did you watch any Caitlin Clark last night? Got into that a little bit. I think her season ended, though. I don't even remember what the series is in the WNBA. By the way, adding to that news report, and we were talking about players we love to watch. When I was a kid, I loved watching Derrick Rose play, and he just retired from the NBA. So former NBA MVP Derrick Rose is retiring. You might not have even known he was still playing.
No, obviously. I did not.
Yeah.
803-0550. Gina in Delaware in Ravens country. Hey, Gina, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Yes, Ravens country. I don't know if y'all knew that about me. I'm amongst birds. I'm amongst eagles. I'm amongst ravens. I'm a red, white, and blue flag amongst all the darkness. And when you talk about their darkness, it's true. It's electrifying. That stadium, the Ravens stadium, is electrifying. And yes, the ambiance of the darkness, 8:30 game. I mean, guys, it's on. And I'm telling you something. When I'm at work, nothing's prouder than being a Bills fan amongst all these birds. Yesterday, I was so intense. Like, as it's getting closer now, I'm getting more intense. And, you know, it was nervousness for the first couple games, just because nervousness. Guys, this is major. This is a major game. Yes, we're going to have losses. But, guys, not against the Ravens. You know, the days of Suggs, the days of Ray Lewis, that stadium is on fire. So, yes, it's going to be a great game. But you know what? There's 1,001 reasons to win this game. May I be the 1,001th reason? I do not want to go to work on Monday with a loss, guys. Go, Bills.
Thanks, Gina.
Thanks, Gina.
It's a cool spot. I mean, it's a big moment. The Bills are looking to go 4-0.
And the Ravens are staring 1-3 in the face.
Yeah.
If they don't win this game.
Do you remember the last couple Bills 4-0 starts? How many have there been since the Super Bowl Bills, like the Kelly Thurman, the four Super Bowl Bills, the 1992 Bills went 4-0. How many times have they started 4-0 since then?
Well, I definitely remember 2008.
Yep.
When Trent gets knocked out after going 4-0.
I was at game 5 of that season, 4-0 in Arizona.
Did they go 4-0 in 11 when they beat the Patriots with Fitz?
No.
3-0, and then they went, they were 5-2 that year, I think.
That's right. The only other time they've been 4-0 is 2020.
Okay.
COVID year. They started 4-0 that year.
And that's it?
Yep.
And they have
started,
a shot.
They've started 4-0 twice since the Super Bowls. And this would be the third if they can get this done. I looked up everything from 4-0 to 5-0 to 6-0. And, you know, just...
Is that their hot... What is their hottest start? Do you know it? They were 5-0 in, like, 91, maybe, they started.
There's basically, if you go all the way back to, like, AFL days, they had a season they started 9-0.
Okay. Okay.
But
Jack Kemp,
probably. 5-0 seasons for the Bills. 1991 is the last time they started 5-0.
Okay.
Last time they started 6-0, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves, was 1964.
Okay. So first time basically in the National Football League.
Pretty much.
They were in the AFL then.
Yeah, they won the AFL.
That'd be super impressive.
They got to beat the Ravens and the Texans, but if they start 6-0, or actually three more, sorry, and the Jets.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's work to be done.
These two teams were a good comp, I think, before the season. Like, they were both... Kevin Cole was someone I always pointed to for this. The teams that lost the most in the offseason, these were two of the top three teams. The Bills lost a lot, and a lot of veterans, key veterans, but there was always the Ravens right at the top of the list for it. They lost linemen, they lost pass rushers, they lost players in their secondary, and they had a lot of draft picks. Like, they had 10 draft picks this year? So, a bunch of rookies. And they're the Ravens, right? It's Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh. Like, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt the same way the Bills did, I'm sure, a little bit. But these were, to me, kind of similar stories of, all right, let's see how they do with the change and whether it's actually going to be a step back year. And so far, it doesn't look like that for the Bills. And the Ravens, I don't know that it will, but it could be. If they go 1-3, then that's the story. The story is, all right, maybe a little bit of a step back for a Ravens team here that did lose a lot in the offseason, and by the way, decided that their big acquisition was going to be a running back after losing all that stuff.
Who has the better resume in the last 5 years since the two quarterbacks were drafted? Who has the better resume?
Well, they've both made one AFC championship game, right?
That's right.
The
Ravens have been the one seed two times. The Ravens have also missed the playoffs. That's with an injury to Lamar along the way. They go 8-9.
Okay.
They lose in the wild card round. They lose in the divisional round. They lose in the AFC championship game. Like, really, the difference is one for one AFC championship and 2 1 seeds for Baltimore.
It's kind of amazing that the AFC championship game appearances are the same, because how many playoff wins do the Ravens have in that 5-year stretch? Do they have two in that stretch? One?
Yeah, they were 1-and-done in both 2018 and 2019. They beat the Titans, and they beat the Texans last year. So they have two playoff wins.
Okay.
Of course, they lost to the Bills along the way, too.
And the Bills have how many in the last 5 years? They have five? They have six?
Five.
Okay. But yet they have the same amount of AFC championship appearances. So, like, does it matter? The Bills beat Mason Rudolph and, you know, Skylar Thompson. I take all credit away, but... My gut says Bills. Could you make an argument Ravens, though? I mean,
it's a tough argument. I mean, division championships, the Bills have four in a row. The Ravens don't have that. They do have the playoff miss.
The Ravens, though, wouldn't you say in the last 5 years they definitely have the tougher division?
Yes.
They have a division where for 5 years the Bengals have been good in almost all of those. Like, they've been right there.
The Browns have been respectable.
Yep.
Steelers are always a tough out. Yeah.
Right. Like, they've never really had that. The Bills had, the Jets were this for a couple of years, and now the Patriots are this, where there's at least one punching bag in your own division. And maybe you've got one. So far, every year the Bills have won the AFC East, you've had one legitimate threat to you, and that's it. You really haven't had a second. This year, and last year, by the way, this is kind of amazing, right? Finally, it was the Bills are going to be challenged with more than one team in their own division pushing them to win it. And last year, Rodgers got hurt, so that didn't happen. And then this year, Tua got hurt, so now that doesn't appear to be happening. So the Bills basically every year have one team to worry about in their own division. The Ravens usually have three, I think. So... I'm not saying I would still answer Ravens, but I think that's a point. They have a definite tougher division for the last 5 years. So them winning that is more impressive to me than the Bills winning the East.
803-0550. We'll get to Josh Allen's clarification at Media Day yesterday, which I thought was really interesting, of course, that he decided to make a point about everybody eats receivers. Is he taking a shot at Stephon Diggs? He clarified he's not. We'll play that for you a little bit later. But I do have instant trivia.
Okay.
Instant trivia. I told you, I promised you a back trivia.
Running quarterback trivia, right. Okay, good.
So, okay. In quarterback rushing touchdowns all time.
Okay.
Josh Allen is number Where does he rank all time?
Is he number two?
He is number two.
Okay.
Where's Lamar Jackson? Allen is two. Lamar is?
Is he number five?
19.
Really?
He only has,
he doesn't run that many in?
He's got 30 rushing touchdowns. It's about half. Josh has 55. Lamar has 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because Lamar has more rushing yards, for sure.
Yes, yes. But if we do rushing yards, Lamar is third, Allen is seventh, okay, all time.
But he's 19th
he's
in touchdowns.
He's 19th in touchdowns. How many of the quarterbacks between 2 and 19 can you get?
Okay.
Rushing touchdowns for quarterbacks between Allen and Lamar.
Is number one, by the way, Cam Newton?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and Allen is on pace to probably pass him.
Okay, so but touchdowns.
Cam had 75.
Between Allen and Jackson. Michael Vick?
Rushing touchdowns, yes. Vick is eighth all time. Oh, by the way, I took out guys that were born in the 20s. There's a guy named Tobin Rote.
Uh-huh.
And I took out Y.A. Tittle and Otto Graham.
Okay.
So guys in the 20s I took out.
Did you take out Fran Tarkenton?
He is number 18. He was not born in the 20s, but all you got him.
Did he just make it? Where was he born? He's 1930s?
He's 1940s.
1940s. Okay, how about Randall Cunningham?
Cunningham is 10th all-time, 35 touchdowns.
Okay. How about Donovan McNabb?
No.
Ooh. Okay. All right. How about let's go with can't be this hard already. Steve McNair.
Steve McNair, sixth all time.
Okay. Good. How about a lot of these guys got to be recent then, right?
A lot of these guys are relatively recent, but also
Russell Wilson?
No. Think about guys that played forever and want to just run a couple of touchdowns in. Mobile guys of years past.
Okay.
Including one of the best ever.
One of the best mobile guys ever?
Yeah. It was a little before your time.
Steve Young.
Number three.
Yeah. Yep, Steve Young. How about
current guy who rushes for touchdowns all the time and they're not that impressive?
Wait. Oh, Jalen Hurts?
Number four.
Number four?
Number four all-time rushing touchdowns for quarterbacks.
Come on.
Yeah.
The tush push, man.
This guy currently plays, has played forever, and you do not think of him as a rushing quarterback, and he's ninth all-time in rushing touchdowns.
Wow. What do we got? Like another QB sneak?
Aaron Rodgers is ninth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Is Roethlisberger going to make this list?
He does not make the top 19.
Does Brady make this list?
He does not.
Okay. Thought maybe it was sneaks.
Five is Jack Kemp.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
he ran a little bit.
Steve Grogan, Dante Culpepper, John Elway, Cordell Stewart, and Terry Bradshaw.
I'm not mad I missed any of those, I don't think, except for Cordell Stewart because I ran in him on a lazy river in the Bahamas. But that would have
been. You could have said, like, hey, man, you're 17th all time in rushing touchdowns of one quarterbacks.
Uh huh.
So there you go.
So that's the 25 touchdown difference. Like,
yeah.
Lamar needs how many, though, to get it, like, in the top 10? Like, is it all pretty close together?
He needs, like, eight to get in the top 10.
He's going to end up probably, like, top five in his career.
But I did not expect Allen to have nearly double the rushing touchdowns of Lamar.
Yeah.
But he does. 803-0550. Sal coming up, top of the hour. As we continue to get you ready for Bills, Ravens, we'll check in Baltimore, Luke Jones, WNST at 8:30. And, of course, get you ready for Cowboys, Giants, Thursday Night Football tonight. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Sabres over in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Got a captain announced today? Why not? They play tomorrow. Against Red Bull Munich, right?
Yep. Actually, wouldn't you think they would? Because wouldn't they have brought players' jerseys over with the C on it?
Do you have to have a C on it in an exhibition game against a German team?
You know what I mean, though? Like, let's say if they're going to name Dahlin captain,
right,
would they bring Dahlin in a jersey with an A on it and a jersey with a C on it? Maybe it wouldn't be that hard to do that.
Or just not put a letter until the regular season begins?
Yeah. But I guess you're announcing it in Europe regardless. You might as well just do it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Sal's going to join us top of the hour. We'll get the latest on the Bills. Good injury news in that both Taron Johnson and Terrell Bernard are getting closer. They're going to practice on a limited basis this week. That's good. For the Ravens, lots of injuries. Not good for them. A darkness falls game, as they call it. The Ravens wearing all black. The Bills wearing their white and blue Sunday night football. Good week of games leading up to it as well. And tonight we've got Cowboys and Giants. Jeremy and Joe, we'll get a break in. We'll get Sal up. Talk about Josh Allen yesterday at the podium, how he made a point to make sure no one gets confused what he means. Cool moment for him, I thought. 803-0550 if you want to jump in. Sal, next.